producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Brian Hanchy.
And Mark.
And you can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up later, we'll talk about the right to die. Apparently that right has expanded to a new state in the United States, and we'll get into that. But in the first hour of the show, and continuing now, because I think it's an important topic, college students and their lack of resilience, a stunning decline in their resilience, according to Peter Gray. He's the author of Free to Learn, and he's being quoted here over at freerangekids.com by Lenore Scanese. Great blog, by the way. Anyway, she posts most of his essay that he wrote for Psychology Today about his experience on a college campus as an administrator or faculty member of some sort, going to a meeting where they talked about how the students on campus have, over the last 5 years, been doubling their emergency calls to the counseling services department for such matters as important as being called a bitch by a roommate and seeing a mouse in an off-campus apartment. So just to give you a couple of the examples that they're experiencing here, they come together, or they come up with a few bullet points, that a few observations about all this. One of them is these college students are failing and struggling. Failure and struggle need to be normalized. Students are very uncomfortable in not being right. We have to normalize being wrong and learning from one's errors. So the students don't like being wrong. They don't like being told that they're wrong. Earlier,
I don't like it much either. Better not get married.
Earlier, we were told that the students, the teachers, I guess, are being encouraged to give them higher grades simply because the teachers don't want to deal with the students freaking out and having an emotional crisis of some sort over the fact that they got a poor grade. So just the reactions of the students are so extreme now to being given negative feedback or a negative grade of some sort that the teachers are less likely to give the negative feedback or grades simply because they don't want to deal with the outburst that might come as a result of that.
I got to be honest. I mean, I'm not a visual artist at all. I suck at visual art. Never been good at it. I had a teacher in middle school who tore my head off because he would say, "Oh, this is terrible. This sucks," and it really hurt my feelings. And I think my parents had a conversation with him, whatever, and he said, "Well, that's how he was, taught, whatever." But I think if anything,
so now there's like an art teacher.
Yeah, okay. This was an art teacher, and I remember he used to smoke cigarettes in the classroom, and he'd turn on the fan because that would suck out all the paint fumes, and he thought nobody would notice that he was smoking cigarettes in the classroom.
I was going to say, man, you got to be a lot older than me if your teacher was smoking cigarettes in the classroom.
He was. Well, yeah. But yeah, when nobody was there. Yeah, but the thing is, that's like one extreme. But now we're at the way other extreme where to not even give negative feedback. I mean, not everybody deserves, to pass.
Well, in government schools, you're forced to take art. You're forced to take music. You're forced to take computers.
But you should get it should be merit-based. You should get what you deserve in terms of your feedback. You shouldn't be getting grades that you didn't earn.
Well, you shouldn't have to take...
What value is passing if everybody passes?
Exactly. I agree with all that. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't have to take art. You knew you weren't good at art. You weren't interested, probably, in getting better at art.
But who knows if I may have discovered something about myself that maybe I did have a talent in that. I have no problem, in hindsight, looking back, that I tried this.
Yeah, but if you are terrible at it, and then all you're getting is abused verbally by the teacher.
But verbal abuse is the problem, though. Not being forced to try something new.
Agreed.
I mean, hey, kid, why don't you try this, is not a terrible thing to do at your school.
Sure, but
and this is one of the complaints I have sort of about unschooling and that sort of thing, is that many times kids, there's just some kids that aren't that adventurous. They're not going to try new things. Well, sometimes everybody, people, not kids, people need a kick in the butt and get told, you know, go try this. You know, eat that lima bean, or you're not going to be able to play with your iPad tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes kids need that. And you know, the special little snowflakes of this world, they're not getting
these. When's the last time you had lima beans?
I eat lima beans all the time. They're terrible.
Horrible. They're terrible.
I still think they're one of the worst beans.
Cucumbers, I will not eat.
Okay, there you go.
I love cucumbers.
Everybody does. Everybody's like, they don't taste like anything.
They're boring.
They're just fresh.
They're boring.
People use this terminology. I'm like, this is the most infectious, rude fruit available.
Rude?
Rude.
Rude?
It looks like a big giant, and you know what. Oh. And it's green and bumpy.
What about guacamole?
Everything it touches, guacamole
juice.
Like,
that's avocado.
Yeah, that's avocado.
Well, okay, yeah.
But everything they touch tastes like cucumbers after they touch it. Blah!
I don't know.
Green peppers are the same way.
Green peppers. I like green peppers, too. I don't even like vegetables in general.
I like them better now.
Everything you've mentioned, I really like. Well, except lima beans.
I feel like green peppers spoil the taste of whatever it is.
See, everybody's got their thing. But you wouldn't know if you didn't try it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's like, I don't like olives, but every couple of years, I'll try olives again to see if my taste buds have changed.
Did your mother change?
That's a good thing to do.
Did your mother lie to you and tell you that every 7 years your taste buds change?
Let me tell you. My mom would lie to us. We were forced to eat liver when I was growing up.
Yeah,
and my mother would lie to us because we were, ew, liver, ew, and it's still gross. And she'd lie to us and say that it was steak, and we were like, no, this is not steak. We saw right through her BS. We knew that she was lying to
us.
But liver is disgusting.
Yeah, I think there was a time when it was acceptable to lie to children.
Sardines.
Lots of parents lie to their kids. That's all Santa Claus.
I knew you'd whip out Santa Claus.
But what, okay, so you guys, I think it's safe to say, are against victimless crimes. Yes?
Sure. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
That's true. What is the crime? Where is the victim when it comes to, you know, at the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and all that
stuff?
Oh,
it's no crime. You're just lying to your kids.
And that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
I think that there's a line. At some point, there's a trust issue. It depends on how far you take it. So I, you know, as a young, inquisitive kid, I'm like, this Santa Claus thing cannot be true. My mom struck with the line, right? She's like, yes, there's a Santa Claus. Indeed, there's a Santa Claus.
Would she go so far as to, like, leave out the half-eaten cookies or whatever? You leave cookies for Santa Claus?
My dad would definitely eat those cookies.
Yeah.
he's got no problem. He'll eat the cookies. This is back when Soft Batch first came out.
Okay.
I don't even know if they still make those awful things.
They do, I think.
And
you don't like Soft Batch?
I took the letter to Santa Claus.
Man, you're a hater, man.
Slid it in the mailbox.
Idea.
Myself, no one knew.
Do you hate ice cream, too?
No, I love that stuff.
God, you hate fun.
He's been pretty grumpy tonight, I gotta say.
So I sent out the letter on my own, so she didn't get to see what was on my Christmas list. I actually got nothing on it, but then she leaves a note from Santa Claus that says, hey, I didn't have the things you were looking for, sorry, you know, check with me next year, that kind of thing. So then I'm still wondering. I'm left with this kind of... Betrayal's a really strong word, but
dear
confusion.
Mark, you were a horrible child this year, therefore you're not getting what you want, Santa.
So wait, you sent it in the
penis,
mail?
Screw you.
And so the mailman got it, presumably, and
it just disappeared. Goes to that place where letters to Santa goes.
Okay.
Yeah, just shredded or burned or whatever they do with them. I have no idea. Sorry, kids.
What do you do with a mail? If there's any postal workers out
there.
Yeah,
they got dead-end stuff. I don't know where they go. But that's, the internet will answer that question for you. So ultimately, I was left wondering. I think that if I would have been, like, the year before,
how old were you?
Fine.
How long were they continuing to lie? Until
I think it was 7 years old.
Age?
It would have been my guess.
Really? Did they pop it on you, or had you already kind of figured it out?
I was wondering. I had tried to figure this out. My first theory was
that second grade, man.
There's no possibility that Santa Claus makes this whole trip in 24 hours. And I thought it was just one night because I didn't really understand time zones.
This just proves Mark's been a buzzkill since he was 7.
So I'm figuring that there must be a Santa Claus for every town. And so I'm figuring, because you heard about Santa's helpers, and you knew that the guy sitting at the mall,
guy in the mall
had
a
fake beard.
Right. His elves, right?
So
you could see a guy in the mall, in theory, on the same day as Santa. seeing a different Santa Claus downtown or something like that. Right.
So you knew that there were at least people faking it as Santa down, you know, at the mall. So are these the ones that are breaking and entering into your house and leaving strange things? You know, I don't know the answer to that. So as a young person, I'm trying to find that out. And I would have been just a lot better off if I would have been told a year before, this is the last year we're going to do it for you. And I hope you have fun and don't ruin it for the other kids, because this is about fun. Because my inquisitive
mind... And Mark is like, you lie!
It's just too much for me.
855-453.
You can't handle the truth.
855-450-3733.
You can join answers. Us. I've got answers.
You can tell us your Santa Claus story or your experience
I want
in college.
The truth.
Anything goes here on Free Talk Live, or join us on Skype at lrn.fm.
Money, power, and respect are all yours at Credit Success Secrets Revealed.com. Be seen as an industry leader. You can do it. The last application you filled out when it was time to hit submit, your nerves spike. You didn't get the approval you seek. But there's a better way. We teach you exactly what to place into the right systems, the right way, the first time, so you get approved. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people will get cash on the spot. Use those two tools in your new corporate credit engine so you can walk into the bank and get your project funded today. It's all about today at Credit Success Secrets Revealed.com. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is explosive and ignites instant results. Dial 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or just go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about these overprotected college students and how that is manifesting itself in apparently a lot more calls to what is called the Counseling Services Department at one particular college where they had a staff meeting recently to talk about this problem. Students are increasingly seeking help for and apparently having emotional crises over problems of everyday life. So you're welcome to tell your story in relation to that. Maybe you worked at a college, you've attended college with some of these overprotected kids. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, your Santa Claus story, if you want to share what that was like. Mark was just telling us about his experience in having the wool pulled off of his eyes in that particular case. And you're welcome to share your thoughts also via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Mark, tell me about what one can read that will be of interest.
Yeah, it's James versus the New World Order, and I'm a big fan of sort of libertarianism in fiction because I think that we can get the ideas better, it's more entertaining. People consume entertainment much more than they do sort of being preached at. So James versus the New World Order is an action comedy graphic novel by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So what would you do if a bizarre cult army calling itself the Trust invaded your sleepy little mountain hometown? We can find out what James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, does, because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. If this intrigues you, go to jamesversusthenewworldorder.com, and you can pre-order your graphic novel. They got a Kickstarter campaign going there, but really the intention is to get the money together for artwork, coloring, production, distribution. There's not much that they're trying to put together, but a pre-order certainly help in creating this. jamesversusthenewworldorder.com. It's jamesversusthenewworldorder.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Charlie's listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hey, Charlie, you're on with Ian, Brian, Henschy, and Mark.
Well, good evening, my friends. I just wanted to talk about the societal movement towards, and it's not just for kids, but as the kids grow, it progresses into the adult society. I was lucky enough to meet a free range kid, it was years ago, and, you know, it was definitely a country setting, but I, as a young person, I climbed the mountain behind my house.
And I wonder if you're more likely to find free-range kids in the country versus in the city. It seems like maybe you could jump to the conclusion fairly safely that this is a phenomenon that affects more urban youth. Do you think that's true today?
Oh, I definitely think so. And your comments on everybody being a winner, I was an Eagle Scout before I turned 16, and I learned a lot in the program, and I think that political correctness has pretty much ruined the program.
What part Eagle of that? Scouting has been ruined by political correctness?
Yeah, well, how's that the case?
Well, I don't think, you know, it comes to the point where you were saying everybody needs to win, and when I was in Scout.
But not everybody is an Eagle Scout. I mean, that's a pretty hard thing
to
win.
Yeah, you won once you become an Eagle Scout, I think.
No, I mean, that's a hard thing to win. There's a lot of work going into this. I mean, I never got past the level of Boy Scout. I didn't even get the Boy Scout badge when I joined, but I had a couple friends who
I only made it to the really inappropriately named Weeblos.
Yeah, I think that's where I made it.
Between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, but everything, you know, the merit badges and whatnot, you had to earn them. And as you said, it was a lot of work.
Well, wait, do they just hand out the merit badges now? You don't have to earn them anymore?
I think the requirements are much less. I don't know. The last time I was really involved is I was a shooting sports director.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, is how long has it been? Because, I mean, are you just speculating, or do you have some personal experience that it is an easier thing to gain these merit badges?
Well, just from conversations that I've had with people along the way, it seems to me that is the situation now.
Well, thank you for the call tonight, Charlie. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are involved with or have been involved with the Boy Scouts in the last, let's say, decade. Have things been, are they worse now as far as it's easier to be a scout, meaning that, you know, the bar has been lowered across the board, so to speak, for all these various different merit badges and such? If you've got comments you want to share, go ahead. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Aaron. He's in Philly via Skype. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. I was just, I posted an article to your website today, and no one else seemed to care, but it seemed important to me. There's okay. There's some people over in China that have started making transgenic pigs.
What's transgenic? What is a transgenic pig?
So they're modifying them so that they remove a gene responsible for creating a growth hormone, so they become micro pigs. Like
little piggies.
Small dog.
Oh, cool.
Do they taste any better? That's really what I want to know. Is the bacon still delicious? Or
they're selling them as pets. So
they're going to cost more than a regular pig, and they're going to produce far less bacon.
Yeah, they're going to cost about $1,300, but you get to choose the size and color of your pig.
How big are we talking about? What's the maximum size?
I think you're talking about 5 to 10 pounds. Like these.
That's so small.
Whoa, I thought I heard this article and they were talking about them topping out at 45 pounds. A pig is a dense little thing. And so even if they're small, they're going to be pretty heavy.
You know what? I could be off by a little bit. The picture I saw with the article looks like
it's a tiny little baby pig, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was. Anyways, I was wondering.
45 pounds is a small animal as far as a pig goes. I mean, it's
like a tenth the size of one of your pigs,
it's
right?
It's a bit bigger than. Oh, it's a lot less. Yeah,
you have a 400 pound pig.
I have a 550 pound pig. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be a bit bigger than a football, but not much bigger.
Wow. Yeah, I'm seeing here 30 pounds.
Watermelon
is approximate size.
That's really cool, I think.
But is that how do you feel about that ethically? Are we committing a violence against the pig by doing this to it?
Tweaking genetics, basically?
Is it a violation of what it is?
Which pig are we committing violence against? Because at this point,
doesn't exist.
Right? There's no crime against humanity. There's only a crime against individuals. So which pig has the crime committed against it?
The one that's been hobbled to never grow past 30 pounds.
I don't.
But couldn't you argue that same sort of thing's been done through breeding with dogs?
Sure,
because
lots
of dogs have been bred to be very small.
Yeah, but each breeding event's voluntary. This is the first time.
Not for the dog, necessarily.
Well, necessarily the female dog, but generally for the male dog, it's a voluntary act.
Hold that thought, Aaron. Hold that thought. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's
I can tell you, female pigs are the ones that will tear down the fence to get to the male.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I've known some pigs like
that. This is Free Talk Live, and your thoughts on messing with the genetics of a pig.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Is there something wrong with the idea of genetically modified pigs or some other animal for that matter? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, there's news that has come out recently about a group in China, the Beijing Genomics Institute, BGI. There's a lot of stories about this. This is from sciencealert.com. They have announced that thanks to the wonders of gene editing, they have tiny pigs, micro pigs, that are engineered to grow to be as big as a medium-sized dog. So we've heard maybe 35, 45 pounds as the maximum range, the gene-edited
pigs. Well, pot-bellied pigs, people might be thinking of those.
Or teacup pigs. They small sound very small, but they're actually not.
Well, one thing that you have to be careful of, a teacup pig sort of describes a pig's condition today. It may not describe how that pig is going to look in a year.
Right. They all get big until now.
Well, some they've managed to breed pigs down to a reasonable size. Some
when you
of
say
them,
reasonable, what do you mean? 100 pounds?
Yeah, 100 pounds is a, I mean, people have 100-pound dogs.
Yeah, it's still a big animal.
It's a big animal, and it's stronger than a dog.
You don't hear 100-pound dogs being called cute, generally, right? Like, they're not a little thing that prances about like a tiny pig would.
Yeah, it's, indeed. I mean, the smaller the pig, the more people are going to like it. I watch right. out because small animals tend to be a little surly.
You know, is that right?
They got little Napoleon complexes. But if these are pleasant little animals.
I didn't know that was true of all animals.
I just said tend.
Okay. Toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Also, coming up October 29th and 30th, you'll be able to join Mark in Vegas. That's coming up fast.
Yeah, I hate the idea of heading out to Vegas for a convention October 29th and 30th for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's
sounds like hell.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. At the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, they do take Bitcoin there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. Dr. Stephanie Murphy, former co-host here. Brian Sovereign, also a former co-host. At Bitcoin Bell, another former co-host. It's going to be like a convention. There's going to be more co-hosts on Free Talk Live than there are here on a given night. Also, great speakers like Trace Mayer, Tone Vase, Paul Pui. Stephen Michaels is putting it on, and he's going to be speaking too. It's the Bitcoin Investor Conference. You can get your tickets. Please do get them now. This is our first event out in Las Vegas, live event, and I'm excited. Please come out and take a look. Bitcoininvestor.com.
All right, so it was actually Aaron in Philadelphia, who is still on the line via Skype, who brought this story to our attention here tonight of the micro pigs that, according to the story at ScienceAlert.com, 15 kilograms, so just under 35 pounds, is supposedly the maximum weight of one of these things, and they're going to be retailing at about $1,600 US a piece. And Aaron, can you kind of recap the question that you were asking tonight about the morality of this?
Yeah, is this an act of aggression against the unborn pig to modify what it's going to be before it ever gets a chance?
Well, so, what do you think?
Make a case for that.
And when does anything, when it's in vitro, get to make choices?
So it's always a matter of degrees, right? I think I could get you to agree if you did this to a human child that would be an act of aggression against the would-be child.
Right? I don't know if I would agree.
What if you bred a human child to not have legs?
Right.
Would you consider that to be an aggression, Ian? I mean,
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, it's a weird. It's weird.
That's
behavior.
Pretty weird. That'd be pretty cruel.
I don't know if you can have prenatal aggression, but it's an interesting question.
Well, I mean, okay. So a lot of libertarians would say abortion is prenatal aggression. That's
okay.
Clear, right? Okay. Anyway, it's a matter. I feel like there's a line at some point where you get far enough away from yourself in the food web where it's no longer aggression and everybody has their line, and then we have aggression past that point. And I'm just, this is kind of one of those things that kind of gets close to home because the pig's genetics are so close to humans that we're able to even, I mean, the first heart transplant was done from a pig to a human. They're very similar, and they're analyzing tons and tons of data. This company is putting out 25% of the world's genomic data. And it's not that they won't have the capability soon. It's how close to the human species can we do this? Can we do this to monkeys? Can we do this?
They did it to Gary Coleman.
So like with humans, people would be able to modify the color of one's eyes or hair or tone of skin or things like that, right? Like, I mean, is that what we would see? Here are we talking about like mini-humans, people that don't grow any higher than 3 feet or
like
something.
Like mini-me.
Like, what are we talking about?
What about people that just never age? Like, they're always babies.
What
is
about
that possible?
What about kids that are compliant? What about kids that lack aggressive capability?
Yeah, I mean, these are all very interesting questions. And here's another, I guess, variant on the question. Okay, let's take away the idea that you can modify genes prior to birth and, you know, create this child that you want to create. What about, you know, you brought up this legs question, Mark. What about a baby that you can see in the womb? It's not going to have legs. Just from whatever freak happenstance, it just isn't growing legs in the womb, so you're SOL. Is it aggression to have that baby?
No, because if you're standing around and you see an automobile accident, it's not your, you know, you have no sort of obligation. Now, if you do something, you throw a banana peel out there, the car speeds out of control, then you've done something. There's nothing immoral about being in a coma. So a person who does nothing cannot be held responsible in a moral sense.
But if the idea is that by preventing a child from having legs, to make that choice to, okay, I don't want my kid to have legs, is somehow aggression, isn't it the same thing to have a child that you know is not going to have legs? Because the idea is they would be at a disadvantage, right?
Yeah,
because
sure.
They don't have legs. So you are purposefully having a child that does not have legs. If it has happened naturally, that's okay?
I don't. Are you saying that murdering? Well, how about people that don't have legs? Is killing them better for them? Is that what you are suggesting?
So I'm not saying that I have an opinion about what this is. I don't know. I think this is an interesting question. But it's your kids, so shouldn't you be able to form them in the way that you want to?
Or maybe a slightly different but related question would be, what about like Andrew Breitbart, who is a guy I have had a lot of respect for? That guy, his family history was that they had heart conditions and that they would drop dead at about age, 45 or 50. Is it wrong to procreate when you know that basically on your medical history that your offspring is going to die early? Is that immoral or unethical or whatever to procreate when you know there's a great likelihood that your kid is going to drop dead early, much earlier than he ought to?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, it's,
I don't think it is.
I think that,
but it's definitely a strange area.
It's the closest to the line, though, Brian. I don't know. I mean, ultimately, I would say that there's no aggression against the pig in this circumstance.
But what about the human being?
The human being, it's a much more difficult question to answer.
What if you have a mini pig without legs?
Do you think this is an avenue we should be pursuing? Should we be allowed to just...
You're not going to stop it.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. You can't. I mean, there's no way to stop the mad scientist from doing some experiments. So I guess the best thing that you can do is just keep it all above board and let people know what's going on in the scientific community.
Thanks, Aaron, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The gene-edited micropigs is from ScienceAlert.com, were originally created for research purposes, but will be marketed for $1,600 a piece. According to Nature, when fully mature, these micro pigs grow to about 15 kilograms, which could make them attractive to many a household pet, or too many as a household pet. Announcing the venture at Shenzhen International Biotech Leaders Summit last week, their technical director of animal science, Yong Li, said that the price tag was a commercial experiment to, quote, help us better evaluate the market. And I got to say, $1,600 for a unique pig like that, or at least, what feels unique for now, but ultimately may become of a craze, $1,600 seems like, that's well within the range of those expensive dogs or whatever,
right?
Right.
Them as a sponsor. Next five callers get a free microwave.
Maybe I'll get one when my dog passes.
My mother is a dog breeder, or was a dog breeder when I was younger, and now sort of shows dogs and that sort of thing. Doesn't want to handle breeding them any longer. But, $1,600 would, if you, say, had a champion bloodline and a dog that was maybe finished or something like that, you could get $1,600.
Well, plus you get to totally customize it, apparently. You can not only just have the pint-sized pig, but you'll be able to choose from a range of different coat colors and patterns.
Zebra.
According to the company. 855
Wonder which one will be most valuable.
50 free. This is Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit Wendy Joseph Wright.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. 855-450-3733. $1,600 is the asking price for the new micro pig that you can get from the Beijing Genomics Institute, BGI, based in China. You can also share your thoughts with us on that or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Apparently, some say there are some ethical questions about this, and you're welcome to share your thoughts. Also, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Brian Henschy.
And Mark.
The micropigs, according to ScienceAlert.com, were originally bred by applying gene editing techniques to the Bama pig. You ever heard of a Bama pig,
Mark? No, I haven't. But I can tell you that many pigs are around from around the world. Swine from around the world tends to be much smaller than what we expect here in sort of the United States and maybe England and the English-speaking world. The Yorkshire pig, from which you're likely it's the genetic forebearer of what you're eating mostly when you eat in the store, mm-hmm. is the English. These people loved to breed animals and breed them
big.
Yeah, breed them big, breed them selectively, and they did just just a much better job than the vast majority of the world. You know, there's certainly some people from, you know, argue that the Iberian pig's a better pig. Fine, that's, you know, whatever. But these, they're just much bigger than most of the other pigs from around the world. So I wouldn't doubt that there's plenty of tiny little breeds out there.
The Bama pig was an already miniaturized breed that weighed between 30 and 50 kilograms. The new pig that they've now modified from the Bama pig doesn't get any higher than 15 kilograms. So they've really cut it down in size.
50 kilos is about 100.
Just over 100 pounds.
Yeah, 100 pounds. That's a small pig. An adult.
And now it's even smaller with this.
Potentially you could pick that up if you had to.
You could definitely get
it in the back of the Subaru.
I hope Vern Troyer gets a mini pig.
Who's that?
That's the guy from
Mini Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome powers.
BGI researchers cloned Bama pigs using the used TALEN enzymes to block growth hormones in the cloned fetal cells. The stunted male pigs that resulted from the process were then bred with normal females, resulting in healthy second-generation micro pigs, which BGI says display no adverse health effects, or at least not yet. We don't know for how long these pigs have existed. You know, what is the oldest micro pig in existence at the moment? And, you know, of course, this will be one of the concerns, I think, of the people who are worried about this is, you know, like the like a lot of the dogs that are bred in captivity, the puppy mill puppies, as they're called, are these micro pigs going to be more likely to get sick? Are they going to be less resilient, as we've been talking about with college students? Are they going to be less resilient than their bigger pig counterparts?
I think it's a good question, but we need to consider that what people generally do with pigs is already, the caller called in and asked about aggression. A pig's life is basically, you know, about being eaten. If you're talking about a pig that is dealing with humans.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, 8 months, that's how long. 8 months is a long time. That's a market pig. But a lot of pigs you're eating, 5 months old.
Wow. So not everyone is thrilled with these pet developments. Numerous scientists are expressing ethical concerns over gene editing technologies being used for such what they consider frivolous ends. Geneticist Jens Bock told someone that it's questionable whether we should impact the life, health, and well-being of other animal species on this planet lightheartedly, he says.
And of course, the slaughterhouse is a few miles down the road from where he's talking about.
Of course, that's been going on for a long time, right? Like, as you pointed out, dogs have been bred for hundreds of years under the care of humans. And, you know, that's certainly something that you can argue that many of these dog breeds are weak and would never have existed. Like, you know, this lady I knew had a chihuahua that she never took out of her purse, basically. So whenever she would actually take it out of the purse, it didn't really know how to walk. It was so weak. Its muscles had basically atrophied in its legs.
And it's amazing, too, with breeding, like even like the American Bulldog. There was a thing on Nova on PBS, Dogs Decoded or something, and they talked about how the American Bulldog has been so bred now to have large shoulders and whatever.
Really?
And that it's not athletic anymore. They don't do well in hot conditions anymore.
They can't give birth. It has to be cesarean section.
For bulldogs?
For American bulldogs. Yes.
Get out of here.
No, I mean, it's insane.
So it's inbreeding that is basically doing this?
Well,
or like what?
Well, no, it's breeding. Well, yeah, kind of inbreeding.
Breeding for the selective breeding.
Right.
But inbreeding in animals, you don't call it inbreeding, you call it line breeding.
It's the same thing.
No, line breeding is intentional.
You don't think inbreeding's intentional?
Words have meanings, my friend.
So anyway, back to the story here. Is it frivolous? Well, I mean, I would say some people are taking this very, very seriously. Obviously, the people at BGI are looking to, make some money off of this, and they're going to have to satisfy their customers. And, you know, from an animal rights perspective, if somebody's listening to this saying that this is wrong, you know, you're messing with the animals and God's plan or whatever.
Playing God.
But you're going to put more pigs in people's homes. You're going to increase the number of pigs that people are able to take care of and enjoy and, you know, experience and learn from. Pigs are arguably much smarter than dogs. Yeah. Some would say that.
Are they?
They're certainly very smart animals. There's no doubt about that.
I'm going to say pigs are as smart as dogs, but this is something that people need to not be misled on. Pigs are not dogs. Dogs are often smart in the ways that they wish to serve you and do things for you. Mm-hmm. Pigs have no interest in serving you.
Huh. They're more independent, right?
Right. The Churchill quote is really awesome. Dogs treat you as though you're their god. The cats treat you as though you're an inferior. Pigs treat you as though you're an equal. And, you know, pigs have really no interest in service to humans. They certainly may or may not like them. There's friendlier pigs and less friendlier pigs. But, you know, a smart pig is trying to get out of his pen.
Right. They'll cause trouble with their smarts.
Right. That's what they're
I know nothing about pigs, so this is...
Yeah, they're up there with, like...
I know way too much about pigs.
Dolphins, pigs, chimpanzees, dogs, some of the smarter, you know, can be some of the smarter animals. Generally, dolphins and chimps are considered, I think, two of the smartest, and then pigs, I would say, are close behind.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And that's without them
but
being...
But it's not a linear form of intelligence. Animals can have different sorts of intelligence.
Sure.
I mean, if you find a person who, say, has an IQ of 75 or 70, they still understand the future and understand, say, that they're going to die and things like that. Pigs don't have that knowledge. Even if you have a pig that has an IQ of 80 that's smarter than a person with an IQ of 75, you still don't have, they don't have the same breadth of knowledge.
People... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, do pigs have, can they live in the wild? And
oh, yes.
I know that they're wild boars and
wild
such,
hogs.
And I've seen the Lion King and all that. And
a domestic pig will do just fine but, in the wild.
Really?
Yeah, in Texas.
Get out of here.
In Texas, there's no hunting season for pigs. You can kill them anytime you see them because so many have gotten
Let's go to Texas.
Free. Yeah.
So even Lars Bolund, a geneticist who helped the company develop its gene editing platform for the micro pigs, was surprised by the company's announcement. They'll be selling the animals as pets. But according to one of their representatives, the micro pigs stole the show at the recent Shenzhen conference. We had a bigger crowd than anyone, said one of their reps. People were attached to them. Everyone wanted to hold them. So, I mean, this is...
Oh, you can hold them.
They're tiny pigs.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, if I've held tiny pigs, and you'd think you were committing a murder if you hold a baby pig. It is a very rare pig that gets sort of comfortable. We had Ladybird got used to it because she was being bottle fed and that sort of thing. So you can.
Well, that's just it. These pigs are raised around humans. They're not out in a pen the entire time. They're in a household or in a lab. They're always being interacted with.
They need
the
to
human.
Be.
So I'm fascinated by it, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with the initial orders and how the initial batch of them goes. How long do these things live? You know, what's the lifespan of a micro pig? What's a typical, if you were to let a pig live and not slaughter it, do you happen to know, Mark?
I would guess that it was something like 10 years, but with dogs, bigger dogs, like a Great Dane will last you 6 years, basically, whereas the littler dogs can go 20.
Pig, I mean, just typing in pig lifespan and Google comes up with 8 years for the pig.
So will a smaller pig live longer or shorter?
Yeah.
You just don't know the answer.
Give us a call here on Pig Talk Live.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I bet there's a lot of people excited about this.
I think our longtime listeners just throw pig stories out to see how long I will talk about them.
Yeah, how many do you have right now, Mark?
We're at 20.
Down from 40-ish? 50?
Yeah, we had 50 pigs at one point. But this you're talking about little babies. They were, you know, on the... We had a piglet blowout sale on Labor Day and just sold them all at $50. Don't expect to get a piglet.
That sounds like violence. Pig blowout. So.
All right, so well, if we hear more about the micro pig, we'll certainly let you know about it. And if you happen to get one, you'll have to tell us all about it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
That's get a harness. Pigs don't have necks.
855-450-3733. And you can, of course, bring up anything you want. Also, we can talk about, on the way here, the right to die. It is expanding down into a new state, which I think is good news. But you can tell us how you feel about it. Hour number 3 is on the way. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us on Skype as Skype username LRN.FM. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.